This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
You're here with Love Our Proud
with Z and G on Joy 94.9.
But Dylan, you are in fact taking Z and G to school right now.
Yeah.
I've got my glasses on, I have my suspenders, I have my backpack.
I've sharpened my pencils.
All right, let's do it.
I'm opening up your LGBTQI+ dictionary.
Oh,
it's a bit
okay.
of an alphabet soup of identities in this sphere of the world.
Okay.
I'm giving you some terms that you need to know to get through from a gay man's perspective.
Okay.
Right on. Let's launch in.
We'll have a bit of a pop quiz.
Okay. I'm ready. I think I'm ready.
I'm talking about poppers.
No.
And is
amyl?
Is that question
amyl?
One?
Amyl,
no. That's amyl.
Nitrite.
Amyl nitrite. Yeah, good.
We got it. Hey, is that points for me already?
That's points for you. I think so.
Extra credit. Thank you, live studio audience. Yeah.
Something that can confuse people is directions.
Okay.
Up, down, all around.
Side to side.
Okay.
Now, when we're referring to a top, what do you think you're referring to?
A top?
T-shirt.
Yep, and you'd wear it. You'd wear
all
it.
All around the place. But is it on top of
the situation?
Someone?
Yeah.
On top of the world, looking down on creation.
Uh-huh.
No, because sometimes people that are heteronormative see top as just a literal position.
Okay.
As in you are on top of someone. If you are top, let's just say, to use the euphemism of a garage.
Uh-huh. Okay.
If you are the garage, uh-huh. you are the car going into the garage.
Okay.
As the top.
And as the bottom,
you would be the garage. Yes, very good.
Interior audience. Yeah.
I think Michael.
Okay.
See me after class.
Oh, no.
That can be a good thing or a bad thing. But to throw it into the mix, guys, what do you think versatile means?
Versatile?
You're good with your hands, you know, you're allowed, you know,
up tools. For anything, yeah. you know? Up for anything.
You have a good vocal range.
Yes.
Or dancing. In the emoticon, the emojis,
yes.
You can have the top arrow,
right.
the bottom arrow, to signify, in a way, to publicise the world where you are in the garage/car kind of
That's
metaphor.
That's a good idea. I like that.
So versatile has both arrows pointing, has two arrows pointing both.
Wow. Oh, both ways.
Okay.
Top and bottom. It means that sometimes you're like a transformer.
Yeah, okay.
You can sometimes be the car, sometimes be the garage.
Either way.
Yeah.
Either way, you're having a good time.
Yes. Well, what are some gay terms you know? I want to see if you know any gay terms, if you can impress me with your most gay term.
I don't know if I could classify what my most gay term is that I know, but I'm aware of certain, I don't know, what do you call it? Labels is a very strong word. Names for certain, I guess.
Anatomies?
Yeah, body types, I guess, is the
best
way to put
it. Yes, that is a thing. That is a good thing we can cover.
Yeah.
Bears.
Bears are hairier, kind of stockier men.
Uh-huh. Yes.
But if you have kind of, you would be, if I had to classify you, not that this is very good for a visual thing.
What would we be, you know, we're two
hairy people. You're not kind of stocky enough to be a bear.
I'm trying.
But you're in between. You are a hirsute. You'd be an otter.
An otter.
So it's like a leaner, hairier gentleman.
Mm-hmm.
Twink is kind of like you've got no hair on your body, your skin and bones.
I don't know how people walk around just completely hairless. I have so much hair.
It's an attachment you get to.
And I mean, I'd feel like the wind would be hitting me a lot more.
You'd be more aerodynamic.
That's true.
Whereas bears are more chunky and funky.
Emphasis on the funky? Or?
And if they're younger, chunky and funky, so rather than being an otter, they'd be a cub.
Ah, okay.
What would be your... how would you impress me with your gayest term? In a non-derogatory way, using the word gayest.
Look, Dylan, you're putting me on the spot. I'm not 100% sure what I can't think of a term right now.
Can't think of a term.
Something
that we did in the show on the
breakfast.
I'm having
flashbacks.
Brain fart.
Or farting.
Is I did this sound, this secret sound, and you called it a period.
I referred to it as a full stop.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is.
Oh. Okay.
Do you know what that is? And it originate. It kind of got its fame from RuPaul's Drag Race, a show that has been
really.
Is it like? Is it like perfect, top notch, good job?
It's called a tongue pop.
Okay,
it's called a tongue pop.
Out of
and it's just that it's grown to popularity through RuPaul's Drag Race.
Really,
which is a show that if you go up to a gay man, that they'll probably know a lot about. Especially,
I know the show.
Often more if they're bottoms. I often find that. Yeah,
that's interesting.
So what is it? What does that noise represent?
It's a tongue pop. It's just like a kind of a sassy way of like just doing.
Oh, is it sort of like the click?
Yeah, yes. It's the new click.
So it's a sassy move.
It's a sassy move.
Yeah.
And I spent a lot of late nights walking around the city practicing it like a crazy person.
But you nail it right now.
Now I can nail it.
No, you're literally nailing
because
it.
Because that was my goal for 2017. So it's done, and it's the penultimate day of March, and I've already done my goal for 2017.
Look at that.
You can relax for the rest of the year. Yeah, that's right.
But the top and bottom is my favorite thing to confuse straight men. I always ask, like, oh, so would you be a top or a bottom? And then they'd be like, oh, yeah, I'm always a bottom. Like, who would want to be on top? And then I just say that you are...
The car.
Going to be... You are... No, you are the garage.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.